Better then, John is endeavouring. Them of God. Those who know God. The God's kingdom are those who. They are those and sisters. Of course, they don't do these things perfectly, yet they do them, and their lives are, in large measure, I would argue, or at least in some measure, characterized by them. Tonight, God and not is 1 John 2:15-17. Let's read these three verses. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. So firstly this evening, believers do not love the world. Now what does John mean when the world? Well, he's not referring to the cosmos. He's not referring to this planet that we live on. He's not referring to the mountains and the seas and the rivers and the plants and the and so on and so forth. You will remember that when God looked at all that he had created, he proclaimed it to be good. God has given us so many things in this world to enjoy. When he speaks of the world, he's the Bible tells us that God causes the sun upon all men. He causes the rain to fall upon all men. That is because God loves all. John 3:16 is it. We don't need to look it up in him shall not people. When John says world, he is referring to attitude. Do not love the world, says John. Or in your thinking and. But just a moment or two. In other words, I'd like a friendly, loving, gracious sort of way to see if I can wind anybody up. When I was. I remember that there was. Thought that guitar instrument of the devil, and that drums and saxophones came up from the pit of hell. And any labelled worldly. But the fact of the matter is that all of these instruments are morally. They are not worldly in and of themselves, and they are not holy in and of themselves. These worldly and organs only when put to the hands of they can be used in world in such a way focus is taken away from God and onto the person or onto the instrument itself. Such instruments become worldly when they are used by people that cause offence to God. Over the years, purchased large, expensive new cars as being worldly. Nothing necessarily worldly or sinful about having a nice. Of the person purchasing the car, which may be worldly, may not be worldly. As I've already said, when John speaks of loving the world, he's referring to reveling in attitudes and values or beliefs and behaviour that are not from God and are opposed to God. Those things and look at what John writes in verse 16. For everything in the world. And then he goes on to mention three things in the world. Three things that we might describe as being worldly. The lust of the flesh of life. Firstly, the lust of the flesh. Now, of course, some desires, some appetites in life are in drink and food and desires or appetites, don't we? Life. If people lose their appetite and stop drinking or eating, they will eventually die. And if people throughout the world lose their desire or their well, the human race is not going to last very long. When the flesh takes sex becomes immorality. The flesh, you see, to satisfy hidden or sinful. Of the lust of the flesh. But then he goes on to speak of the lust of the eyes. Perhaps when we think of the lust of the eyes, we can't help but think about that Old Testament character named Achan. You may remember the Israelites, the leadership of Joshua, were to enter into the land of Canaan. First city to be attacked was the city of Jericho, a well-fortified city. The Lord would enable them to overcome it. When they overcame it, they were not to help. Why? Because that belonged to the Lord. He can. When I saw a beautiful the age of the television, don't we? And colourful advertising. Where the what we shouldn't have, or the Lord wouldn't want us to have. And surely as Christians we need to think about where we can't avoid temptation, we should pray to God that he would keep us from falling into temptation. John here, three things in the world, three things that and lastly, the pride of life. Or intellect. Or sinful to buy what we have in order to outdo others. Yes, well. Mill was living to me. We often used to joke and banter with one another. And sometimes if he'd cut his lawn, I would jokingly say, my lawn now so that it looks as good. And then there was the time that you're putting pressure on us to see if I can. Banter like this quite a lot. And of course it was all done in jest. But actually this is a serious human problem, isn't it? Things are purchased in our shops. People are purchasing all kinds of things they can't really afford in order to keep up with the... Now, I need to be careful when I use the next word. I'm not referring to the family, but you know what I mean. This is the way we talk. In order to either keep up with the Joneses or to do one better than the Joneses. Because we like to think and the pride of life. These come not from the Father, but from the world. Ultimately from Satan. Friends, believers do not buy the things. Lot did. Or sucked into world. But we don't love the world. Why don't we love the world? We don't love the world because of what it is. It amounts to all that is of God and his is opposed to Christ, to God's Son. We don't love the world because of who we are. Who have been born again. Admittedly, we don't love him as much as we ought to love him, which is surely why we think and behave in worldly ways. 16, he said, "For but what I hate," as opposed to in worldly ways, but we hate what we do, don't we? Because we love God. We love the we don't love the world because of who we are. What it does, it entices us to sin, which grieves our Heavenly Father. We don't love the world because of where the world is going. Verse 17. You see, the things of this world, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, along with falsehood and other things, they all pass. But he was one of and things were really awesome. Your best to come to me quickly for Demas. Satan had to offer in this life was better than what God had. It seems that his heart was really set on God rather than upon God. I wonder why he went to Thessalonica. I can't answer that question for sure. But one wonders whether he went to Thessalonica that he wanted to engage in. And there's no recall the story of served alongside but for 3 years as Jesus carried out his earthly fated. And that Jesus was going to the cross. And he wouldn't end up a wealthy, powerful man in this kingdom. For a few pieces of silver. Believers do not love the world. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. Believers love God. Not perfectly, of course. Often our love is weak and poor. Sometimes our love for the Lord He first loved us. And sent the world to die in our hearts and for the Lord is demonstrated in our doing of his will. 1 John 5 of the children of God by loving commands. In this is love for And they demonstrate their love for him by doing his will, or by keeping his command. These words, in the light of the immediate context of this letter as a whole, life, or buying big, Jesus Christ, Romans 5 and verse 20, in his death, but the gift so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes the Bible emphasizes that the doing of God is evidence that we have come to truly believe. One John chapter 2, verses 3. But does not do what he can. Person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made. Claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Or what about Romans 8, 12 and 13? Therefore, flesh, you will die. I mean, that's pretty straightforward, isn't it? If you live a life always sowing to the flesh, you die. Why? Because you give no evidence of being born again, of having trusted in the Lord Jesus. For if you live, you will die. But if by you will live, for those who are pride of life, and making sure that we are living by don't know what the time is, but we love. Long to. He sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, into the world nails and spear and griefs and torments numberless, and sweat of agony, yea, death itself, and all for me who was thine enemy. Then why are Lord, so would I love thee, dearest Lord, and in thy praise will my most loving sing, shall we? That's the right one. 735. The it is now. Let's